Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Book Buzz with Susanna Greenberg. Today we have author interview with Arlene Krieger, who is the author of a novel, A Family of Friends. Arlene Krieger has published 8 books, and living in Las Vegas, she has discovered endless opportunities for fresh ideas. With degrees in sociology, accounting, and a master's in education, she combines her work experience for a unique reading experience. Entertainment is her goal, and she does that as well. Her website is arlenesbooks.com, and it's available on Amazon and other online book buying sites. Let me describe A Family of Friends by Arlene Krieger. The decades of teaching together has made these 4 colleagues the best of friends. They had lived through both good and bad times and knew each other better than they knew themselves. As each headed in different directions for what was to be their last Easter break, they would inadvertently return, all with a similar remedy as to how they wanted to live out their lives. It would be together. Life, they agreed, was for the living, and each day was to become a fulfillment of cherished dreams. They would all live together in one home, spending the balance of their lives in interactional bliss. When they finally arrive to the promised city, their once predictable lives turn upside down. Each day is filled with twists, turns, and excitement, a veritable pot of mixed emotions. They get more than they bargained for, and life blossoms into a rich and fulfilling experience. Well, that sounds so great, Arlene.
Let
me ask you this. Tell me, where did you get the idea for this book?
Oh, one night I was having dinner with some friends, and my girlfriend said, you know, she said, I've been working my whole life, and us baby boomers didn't put anything away. We were too busy spending it, smoking it, having fun, and never thinking about the future. And we've all, like, lived together, and I don't think I can live alone. And I thought, oh, that's kind of interesting, and it just, this idea came to me of how to spend an alternative future. And so I began writing this book about why different people would do this. What would their reason be? Why do they not want to end up alone? And everybody had a different one, but they all shared one concept. And one night they made it happen.
Very intriguing. And how do you think this book might help people?
Well, because it took me literally 5 years to write. Because why? Because everybody got together and said, oh, you know, we should live together. But then, you know, and it all sounded very wonderful and all, but then what would happen then? It was, what was the next step? And it took me 5 years to figure it out. And the next step was the pooling of assets. And what became a lighthearted novel, a lighthearted idea, turned into an extraordinary financial success and experiment for this group of people. They ended up living a way they never in their lives dreamed they would.
And tell me, what makes it so much fun for them?
Well, so much fun is, number one, they moved. They all located in the eastern, on the eastern seaboard. Everybody had a different job. You know, there were dentists and school teachers and accountants and all, and different jobs, mundane, that they got sick of doing after 30 and 40 years. So they decided not only would they move together, but they would find a place that was wonderful and light and fresh and new. And they decided on Las Vegas. And then they decided on coming out here, taking a trip, checking out the weather, lifestyles, how much it costs to live. And so the novel became kind of morphed into a template for reality. And instead of being everything, you know, just like a fun story, it morphed into reality and how they could really do this. And the book is basically a template of how to go about doing this. And it tells you literally step-by-step details, financially and building the house, everything, every detail is immersed in this story. So that when you're finished with it, you could say, oh, you know, I could really do this.
So it's a novel, but it's also reality. These are real, like, specs for building this dream.
Yeah, I mean, literally, yes. It's a combination of two things. And it all along the way, they have fun. I mean, they evolve and have a more fulfilling, interesting life than the life they left behind. And they don't retire. They simply move on to other things and new things and force each other to do things they've never done before, which makes life more fulfilling, a lot more fun, a lot more interesting, and your mind is always functioning. And you tend to live a much longer, happier, physically better life.
Oh, sounds like the way to not retire, right? Instead of retiring.
No, it's not. It's not at all.
Yeah.
It's moving on to other things, better things.
What was the reason you wrote this book?
Because I wanted to create a new way of living, a new way of looking at living. And instead of when you see your parents, your friends, they're 70, 80 years old, living on Social Security in a crappy one-bedroom place, this book gives them the answer of how they could end up living beautifully, beautifully, without the meagerest of life. How they could have a rich, fuller life in every way, from cerebral thinking, physical and consumer things, just a total transformation, total.
Mm-hmm. And how did you create your characters? Where did your characters come from?
Oh, they came. I plucked them from different people that I knew, from different people that I observed. Spent a long time, you know, with lots of friends, and a long time on 7th Avenue meeting a very wide variety of people and places, and tried to use different backgrounds. The book always includes different backgrounds. All my books do. By the way, I have 10 published books, but they all include people from many, many backgrounds and many, many ethnic backgrounds, because when it's much more interesting, and that's how life really is. Life isn't homogenic. It's with a mixture of many, many people, and it makes it more interesting and a lot more fun.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of fun, there's lots of comedy in the book. Is that important?
Yes, of course it is. Comedy is it's the most difficult thing to write, as any writer will tell you that, because you have to be super, super creative. You have to be able to figure out to visualize a scene and then write it. And that's difficult. Comedy is very hard. But that's super important to a happy life, without a doubt.
Mm-hmm.
So I try very hard to add that in to most of my stories, but not all of them. Some of them aren't happy at all.
Mm-hmm. And the characters, once they leave their homes, the story turns how?
Well, they leave their homes, they move to Las Vegas, and they all move in together to a gargantuan, spacious home that, after pooling their assets, they can afford. Individually, they could never afford, but together, they could afford it. And it describes in detail the layout of the house, how big it is, and how it encompasses not only communal living, but private living, that each of them has a very expansive space, and it is designed for soundproofing. So you have complete privacy if you need it and want it.
Mm-hmm. Well, again, we've been speaking with Arlene Krieger, author of A Family of Friends. And Arlene, if you would, give us a little reading from A Family of Friends and give us an introduction to the book.
Okay, well, what this is the foreword to the book. So I'll read you that. Five years in the making, this book may seem more like a template for living than a novel. We grow up, we wander through life, we love, we work, and we find interests that make us happy. One day this routine ceases to exist. We evolve, but most of us hadn't thought about how. As we grow older, our minds, now fraught with decades of thoughts, never tire to be exercised and utilized, perhaps even more. A sage is a person all of us should become, spilling over our wisdom to the next generation. This story is about taking the best of times, those that have served to challenge our spirit, and transferring these into an innovative living style. With this comes dispersing with traditionalism and replacing it with a holistic, challenging lifestyle. The merry-go-round of life only goes around once, but when perfectly planned, the beauty and exhilaration of living can be sustained until we take our last breath. We can all have the chance to say with conviction, it was a great, great ride.
Well, doesn't that sound wonderful? Well, thank you so much. Again, that was Arlene Krieger reading from her novel, A Family of Friends. I encourage you all to buy and read the book. Thank you so much for being here today, Arlene. It was great to talk with you.
Well, thank you so much, and I appreciate the opportunity. Thank you.
Okay, so long. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.